Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. When covering the Olympic Games, there are opportunities to get things right, and there are opportunities to get things wrong. Just as the athletes are judged and scored, so is the public radio sports show that covers the games. That would be us. 2 weeks ago, in a story about the technology of swimsuits, the fastest of which have been banned from competition, Reuters reporter Sharon Begley made a prediction regarding the possibility of new world records in London.
I don't think we're going to see those magic numbers go up on the board.
Wrong and wrong and wrong again and so on. Though these games will not rival Beijing, where 25 world records were broken, by the end of the day on Friday, the count at the London Games stood at 7, which isn't too shabby. And speaking of records, last week we anticipated that Michael Phelps would become the most successful Olympic athlete ever in terms of medals accumulated. He did that very thing this week and expressed his satisfaction.
I'm kind of at a loss of words right now. This is, everything is kind of happening. You know, being able to do something that nobody has ever done before, and that's what I've always said I wanted to do.
Last week, Charlie Pierce and I decided that the folks at Smashburger, the New Jersey chain that had offered a free Smashburger and fries each week for life to any athlete from that state who set a world record at the games, were making empty promises, since many of those athletes were competing in sports such as fencing or soccer, where there are no world records.
So Smashburger is not being quite as generous as it appears to be.
There's no dopes down at Smashburger headquarters, apparently. Guess where Rebecca Soni, she of multiple world records in London, hails from. And multiple world records would mean multiple Smashburgers with fries each week for life, right? I hope she waits an hour after she eats to get back into the pool and that she has lots of friends who like Smashburgers. Finally, and perhaps most significantly, last week, Only a Game's Karen Given presented the story of Kayla Harrison. On Thursday, Harrison became the first American to win a gold medal in judo. Karen, I assume that you weren't surprised by that.
Well, to tell you the truth, athletes who appear on Only a Game tend to lose immediately afterwards, so I was a little nervous.
All right, now that she's won, what's next for Kayla?
Well, it's an interesting question. She told me that her coach, Big Jim Pedro, doesn't want her to be a judo bum for the rest of her life, so she's considering following in Big Jim's footsteps and becoming a firefighter. But her mother said she can't imagine her daughter giving up judo altogether. She wants her to be a judo instructor and an advocate and public speaker for fellow victims of sexual abuse. Kayla herself sounds like she just wants to be a normal 22-year-old for a while and maybe even attend her first college party.
My childhood was stolen from me a little bit, so I haven't really done anything like that. I haven't really been a kid in a long time, and I'm looking forward to kind of taking a breath and relaxing a bit.
Kayla Harrison, this country's first winner of a gold medal in judo.